Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Nina Nem Hang Singh with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines: Centre announces $1 billion fund for creators' economy. Lok Sabha MP S. Supongmerin Jamir seeks Centre's intervention on challenges faced by Nagaland village guards. Governor La Ganesan calls for developing appreciation for country's diverse cultural practices. And Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh highlights plans to make Northeast India's next saffron hub. Now the news in detail. The central government has announced $1 billion fund for creators' economy. Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said this during a press conference on Waves 2025 today.
$1 billion fund will be created for the creators' economy, which will be basically for making sure that all our energetic creators using the latest technologies today, they will be able to get access to capital and hone their skills, upgrade their production levels, and reach out to the global market.
Earlier, the ministry held an event in New Delhi to highlight the transformative potential of Waves as a unified global platform for the rapidly growing media and entertainment sector. More than 100 ambassadors and high commissioners participated in this event. The first edition of the Waves Summit is scheduled to be held from May 1st to 4th in Mumbai. Lok Sabha MP S. Supongmerin Jamir has sought the intervention of the Union Home Ministry on the challenges faced by the Nagaland village guards. Addressing the ongoing second leg of the Parliament budget session yesterday, Mr. Jamir said that village guards have played a critical role in safeguarding 120 villages along the Indo-Myanmar border, covering Mon, Twensang, Kifire, Meluri, Noklak and Longlang districts since 1957. However, he lamented that they have been neglected by both the state government and the Home Affairs Ministry and raised concerns over the meagre salary and allowances currently provided to village guards.
They are getting only 3,000 rupees salary per month and 100 rupees for the clothing allowances annually and 60 rupees per month for the rations. So I'd like to request through your table that if that case can be looked into. And secondly, the International Trade Center. These village guards are cutting all these areas. So instead of making the boundary, the restriction of the free movement regime, if the home guard can be facilitated and given full facilities.
The MP urged that the ministry revamp and strengthen the village guards and deploy them along the border instead of promoting border fencing and restricting free movement policies. Nagaland Governor La Ganesan has stressed the importance of developing appreciation for the diverse cultural practices across the country. He said, despite difference in food, clothing and traditions across regions, all Indians share a fundamental unity. The governor was addressing school students from Tengnopal district of Manipur, who visited Raj Bhavan in Kohima today as part of the national integration tour by the Assam Rifles South. Acknowledging the nation's linguistic and cultural diversity, he emphasized upon understanding and respecting these differences. The governor also underscored hospitality as a key element of Indian culture. Union Minister of State for Science and Technology Dr. Jitendra Singh today highlighted the centre government plans to turn the Northeast into India's next saffron hub. Speaking after laying the foundation stone for the new permanent campus of the Northeast Centre for Technology, Application and Reach in Shillong, the minister highlighted that Mission Saffron initiative has expanded saffron cultivation across Sikkim, Arunachal Pradesh and Meghalaya since 2021. This will be extended to Nagaland and Manipur, he added. Dr. Singh asserted that the Northeast region will play a pivotal role in the country's journey to becoming a developed nation by 2047.
Northeast is going to be the next engine because when we move from the fifth to third economy, then value addition will come from these regions which were not fully explored or remain underexplored. You will be the torchbearer of the next phase of the last leg of India's growth story before it reaches 2047.
The minister reiterated the government's commitment to empowering the region through science, technology and infrastructure, ensuring it is on par with the rest of India in its development trajectory. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the Evening News. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, has successfully completed the undocking of two satellites, part of the space docking experiment, SpaceX mission, marking a significant milestone in India's space exploration journey. Union Minister for Science and Technology, Dr. Jitendra Singh, congratulated ISRO for the successful demonstration and said it will pave the way for the smooth conduct of ambitious future missions, including the Bhartiya Antariksh Station, Chandrayaan 4 and Gaganyaan. Union Ayush Minister Pratap Rao Jadhav today inaugurated Yoga Mahotsav 2025 in New Delhi to mark the 100 days countdown to the 11th International Yoga Day, which will be held on 21st June across the globe. On the occasion, the minister announced that within 100 days, 10 significant events will be organized in different parts of the country. He added that under these events, Yoga Bandhan, a yoga exchange program with 10 partner countries, will be conducted. Mr. Jadhav informed that Yoga Sangam program will be organized at 10,000 locations in the country.
इवेंट के माध्यम से अलग अलग जगह पे योगा के कार्यक्रम होंगे वहाँ के लोगों को वहाँ पर उसमें सम्मिलित किया जाएगा यहाँ पर योगा एक दिन करने से काम नहीं होगा कि सिर्फ एक ही दिन को होगा कि हर दिन लोगों ने योगा करना चाहिए इसके लिए भी हम सभी छोटे गांव के पंचायत हो नगर पालिका हो या महानगर पालिका में भी जो खुले मैदान होते हैं योगा के लिए आरक्षित और वहाँ पर हर रोज योगा का आयोजन कैसा होगा इसके लिए भी आज
Nagaland Governor Laga Nason and Chief Minister Nephew Rio have extended warm greetings to the citizens on Holi. Governor Laga Nason wished that the Festival of Colours would fill people's lives with hues of happiness, success and prosperity. Noting that Holi symbolises unity, love and new beginnings, he hoped it would bring peace and harmony to all. He encouraged everyone to celebrate the festival with enthusiasm, fostering positivity and strengthening their bonds. In his message, Chief Minister Rio highlighted that Holi marks the arrival of spring and the triumph of good over evil. Mr. Rio urged that the festival's essence of unity, goodwill and harmony would strengthen the bonds of friendship and brotherhood among all. Advisor Industries and Commerce Hekani Jakhalu has stressed upon turning trainings into concrete results, calling artisans to focus on improving products and tap into global markets. Ms. Jakhalu was speaking at the Awareness and Distribution Program for Hatkarga Samvardhan Sahita HSS items at Dimapur today. Stressing the importance of branding and expanding their vision, she encouraged participants to take full advantage of the support provided by the department. She also urged them to approach their work with sincerity and dedication. Under the initiative Small Cluster Development Program, items such as solar lighting, looms and warping drums will be distributed to beneficiaries of four villages, namely Bamunpukuri, A and B, Kushabil and Darugajan. Two prominent tribal leaders, former Eastern Nagaland Public Organization President Zapikyo Sangtam and former Sumihoho and Nagaland Tribes Council President Toniho Yeptomi, officially joined the Bhartiya Janata Party BJP today. The leaders were inducted in the presence of Northeast Coordinator Dr. Sambit Patra, National Secretary and in charge of Meghalaya and Nagaland Anil K. Antony, Nagaland Deputy Chief Minister Y. Paton, and other party members. Announcing the development on X, State BJP President Benjamin Yeptomi noted that the party's base in Eastern Nagaland and Zuniboto has further been strengthened with the addition of the new members. Mr. Benjamin reaffirmed the party's commitment to the holistic development of Nagaland, ensuring economic growth, infrastructure development and tribal empowerment. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Centre announces $1 billion fund for creators' economy. Lok Sabha MP S. Supongmerin Jamir seeks Centre's intervention on challenges faced by Nagaland village guards. Governor Laga Nason calls for developing appreciation for country's diverse cultural practices. And Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh highlights plans to make Northeast India's the next saffron hub. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night. Thank you.